Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, September 12th, 2024. Have your host, James, here, and we are joined by one of our favorite people, Jackie Carantini, Human Development and Relationships Educator with UW-Madison Extension, Wood County. Jackie, how you doing?
Good. Sun is shining.
Appreciate you being here. Always enjoy talking with you, Jackie, and we appreciate so much of the information you have shared with us over the years. Today, we're going to touch on a subject of planning ahead, and this is an important one, and in our kind of pregame here, as we were talking, I had to kind of get right to the recording because, for one, if I stop, I'm probably not going to say what I'm about to say. But also, I have a tie into this, too. In the last, I would say it was almost a year ago now, but it doesn't feel like it. We lost my papa, my grandpa, and he was my last grandparent. He helped raise me. He meant a lot to me. And the men in my dad's side of the family, we are very the same, many of us. And we are all planners. We are all people that like to have things in order and like to take care of people. It's a big part of who we are. And it's a big part of our identity. And we also love football. And this week, my dad and I did not see this coming. But this has been a really hard week. It's the first time in either of our lives the football season starting. And I've told the audience this already. I picked up my phone at least three or four times just in the last 2 weeks to call him and realizing, oh, he's not there. My papa was, as I mentioned, a planner and knew that the end was coming and was preparing for that for years leading up to it. And then we lost him. And then a bunch of chaos happened because he thought he had so many things planned, but there were so many things that, as smart as he was and as good of a planner as he was, he didn't have set up. So now my dad and I find ourselves wanting to do some of these for him and have them set up. So my brother and my sister and I don't run into some of these similar problems. I know that this one not only touches you and many people out there listening, but it's a topic that, boy, you get into this one and the future you is going to be so thankful for this.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, thank you for sharing that. So a couple of things. One, planning ahead is an 8-part series. And that seems like a really long time, right? So 8 hours, and you're like, oh, it's a huge commitment. I will guarantee you that almost every person says, I wish it was longer. The average is people are taking it 2 to 3 times because there is so much. So just like you said, that is norm. But I love that you mentioned the grief piece. So most of our series is on planning, but there is one of the sessions is on grief. And you, that's a perfect example of what we say is you don't know when it's going to hit you, right? And it could be the next day. It could be 5 years down the road. It could be a memory. It could be an event, like you said, like football. And so even just talking about that and letting people know that, yeah, you could be tooling along for an entire year and then all of a sudden gut punch and, you know, totally takes your sails on, like, holy smokes, I'm back at day one. Like, it just happened yesterday. And that is normal, right? Like, that is normal. I have this little graphic I use, and it's like how we want grief to be. Straight line, A to B, beginning to end.
Yeah.
How grief really is all over the place, and it goes zipping back and forth in circles and spins, and because it's messy. It's just messy, and you don't know when it's going to come out and hit you. And so part of it is, I can't prevent it, and I can't tell you when it's going to hit you. But what we do talk about is exactly that, yeah, this might come. It might, you might be good right now, and then something might happen, and holy smokes, you are literally back at, like, day one, step one. So we do spend some time on that. So even if you think you're super planned and ready to go with everything else, just the grief stuff is good because it gives us some coping tools too.
We're going to talk about some really important things today and some really helpful things for you, but we have already come out the gate. Jackie has already come out the gate with a really important note. It's okay.
Yeah.
How everybody grieves differently, and whenever you feel these things, it's okay too. I appreciate that reminder because even though I've talked to you enough to know better, I still had to remind myself of this. I had actually had your voice in my head last week going through reminding me that it's okay, that is something that's important. And I appreciate that note.
Yeah. It's, again, and I think we don't talk about it enough.
Yeah.
So if you didn't hear that and you're like, oh gosh, because I hear a lot of people say this about enough time or not enough time or, you know, right? Like if it's a spouse or significant other, like, oh my gosh, you know, so much time has passed. Why haven't they, you know, got on or dealt with it? You know, it's been 5 years, 10 years. Some people may never get past it, right? And some people might find someone else 2 weeks later, and people are like, oh my gosh, that's so fast. Like, they didn't even grieve. Maybe they did, right?
Yeah.
You don't know. Mm-hmm. And so it is different. There is no right or wrong. It's messy. Again, it can take your, you know, take the wind out of your sails, and you don't know when it's coming. And it usually that's when it's the worst, when is it is a memory, it's an anniversary, it's a smell, it's a picture, a bird, a sound, like all of these things, you don't know when it's coming. And so that is the piece. So that's, we do spend a lot of time talking about that like, that is okay. And yeah. Then what do you do? And how do you turn it into something from sadness to something good, right? Mm-hmm. So then let's use that memory into knowing that if we can remember something positive, a happy memory, a smell, a sound, you know, their voice or, you know, actions that you did together kind of thing, that again, and you and I have talked about this, you get the same happy hormones released mm-hmm. in your head as when you were actually there. So although it is a sad anniversary and it's a sad mm-hmm. moment, you still get good stuff and use it for that, right? So kind of not necessarily trick your mind because you still grieve.
You're training
but
your
you
brain.
We can get good stuff out of this too. So our minds, our bodies are pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. That is pretty cool.
It is natural to miss and to feel sorry or sad about mm-hmm. people when we lose them. But it's great to get early on training your brain to, when you think of these people, you don't just immediately become sad,
right?
That you think of happy memories first in your brain. You're so right. The brain is amazing the way what it can do when you give it an opportunity to do these things and you stay on that stuff.
It's
that's nice that you talk about that in there.
Flip it on its head and go to the gratitude, right? So I don't, but I do, or I did, mm-hmm. what we did have. And again, then your brain flips it. But with that said, I will say one of the things we also talk about is if you can't, and you are stuck in that point where I can't get past it, and I am, I think the word wallowing comes out as a negative, but if it's so deeply affecting you and you're not transitioning out, seek help, mm-hmm. right? There is mm-hmm. nothing wrong with asking for assistance, because sometimes we do need someone else helping us to see the good stuff and to see that life goes on, because sometimes, again, grief can be so overwhelming and all-encompassing that we can't get out of it on our own. So do know that, most people, you know, there is no, I wish there was a magic wand and I could tell you how long it would take, but there isn't. But there also, if there is to the point where you don't think you can do it on your own, there is help. So know that there's nothing wrong with asking for assistance and seeking out help if it is beating you up on a day-to-day basis and you can't see tomorrow, or I can't see life without that person.
With the chaos that is, you know, grief and not knowing when it's going to happen or where it could rear its ugly head or any of these kind of things, it's all the more reason why when you can plan certain things to get those done and you have that taken care of the best you can, so that when this, you know, the entropy of life happens and whatever might be, you know, let alone grief, you're that much more prepared. And okay, well, I got that covered. I got that taken care of.
Absolutely. So thank you for saying that. So that is absolutely true. So I love your example. I was going to share an example too of, I've had several folks, friends and family in my life the last couple of months that have passed away unexpectedly. All heart attacks. So none were expected. But it's one of those where, in one of the scenarios, it was my aunt. And although it was unexpected, because everybody was very deep in grief, mm-hmm. everything that was already done was ready to go. Mm-hmm. And I'll give an example we talk about a lot. So again, this series is 8 sessions. And a lot of times when especially with older adults, and I say, you know, this is what it is. And they're like, oh, I got that done. Mm-hmm. I got that done, right? Mm-hmm. I have a will. I did my power of attorney for healthcare. Yeah. I prepaid my funeral at the funeral home. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's all good. That's all great. But what else, right?
Yeah.
Like, what about the rest of it? So there's the organization piece. There's the sharing piece. There's the crap in your house piece.
Yeah.
Like, the house piece. Like, there's all these other things. But so I'll go back to my aunt. her and her husband ended up with COVID, and then she had a heart attack. They didn't find her for a period of time, so she was unconscious in a coma or brain dead. And it came to the point where they were going to have to make the decision, do we take her off? And it was great. So great, not in a good way, but no. I had said to my dad, I'm like, well, did she have her papers filled out? And he said, yeah, she did. And he's like, well, it doesn't make a difference. And I said, oh my gosh, pause. Let's talk about this. I said, so the decision is now not on their only surviving daughter and the guilt to have to turn off the machine because her mom already had told her and had a copy of the piece of paper that said, yes, if this happens, I do not want to be kept alive by the machine. So it's mom talking, not the daughter. And my dad goes, oh, that's true. Like, what a huge relief. And so that's the kind of thing that I want you guys to think about. I want everybody to think about that. Yeah, it's great that we fill this out, but you are giving your family a gift. That mother, my aunt, gave her daughter the gift of not having the guilt or to make the decision to do this, right? It was in writing in the mother's own, you know, words. She signed it saying, nope, I don't want this. Wow, that's amazing.
That's a beautiful gift.
What a beautiful gift, right? And then the same thing kind of moving forward. So again, kind of, again, unexpected death. Weren't planning for it, but what about your stuff? What what about all the junk in your house? Or so this particular woman was a crafter, so she literally had three rooms full of fabric and crafts, and she was also a collector of glass items. And it's amazing when we think the value of the things that we have, because they have memory, they have sentimental value. You paid a lot for them. You might have paid thousands of dollars for this vase. But when it comes to having an estate sale, the reality is it might go for $5. Right? And so part of this is thinking through that stuff. So if you have already done your will and you've done your powers of attorney for healthcare and finance, that's great. But then take that next step of what do you have left? So have you already taken steps to clean the stuff out in your house, to gift or sell the things that you know are valuable or have super memories? You know, so connecting with, you know, the grandson and saying, hey, what's the, you know, the thing that means the most to you? I want to make sure that you get it back. Right? And building those things in, because someone else after you're gone, it doesn't have that power. They won't be able to do it. Somebody can walk through your house and take what they want, but it's not the same as you sharing the stories or the memories together, or that you want them to have this. Like, that's powerful. So I, you know, if you're looking for a winter task, you know, go through. The first step is, you know, super easy, you know, kind of keep, toss, donate. And go through stuff. I don't know if you've ever had to go through someone's house, but, you know, going through someone's 20 years of or 40 years of tax returns and looking for savings bonds or looking for, you know, stock that they had from their first job in 1940. No one, you do not want to put that on anyone, right? So part of it is getting your stuff, not only getting rid of stuff, so that keep, donate, toss, but then organizing what you have left. So, you know, we just, I personally went through this. My dad, the bank he banked at and had a security deposit or box at, closed. And so they called him to come and get his safety deposit box. And so he comes home to me and he's like, oh, should we go through this? And I'm like, you're letting me look at your safety deposit box? Like, I'm like, well, what would be in there? You know, whatever. Oh my gosh, this man had 50 years worth of all of our birth certificates. He had death certificates. He had savings, but he had all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, holy smokes. I would have never thought to go to the bank to get that, that that stuff would be in there, right? He had deeds, he had titles, like what, like all of this stuff.
A lot of family history.
Yes, like good stuff. And so part of that is where is your stuff? So one, you know, decide what you're going to get rid of, then organize what you have. And then, make a list of where it's at, you know, so where is it? And I know I work with, you know, older adults and a lot of people are very private and they're like, well, I don't want to tell anybody. You don't have to tell anybody. So that's the amazing part of our planning ahead curriculum is we have these amazing checklists We have all the worksheets, and you even get the book. You get a great book.
Yeah.
So you can tell your loved ones, I have it all done. It's all where everything is, all of my passwords, because everything's digital now, right? I have it all. It's in this location. This is where it's at. Something ever happens to me, look at my sock drawer. Yeah. Look at my safety deposit box. Mm-hmm. Look in the, you know, safe in my closet. Like whatever it is. Or there's a shoe box. I don't care what it is, but that's the benefit. So some people come to our series. They think they got all this stuff done. And they do. But just for that, just to get a worksheet to know where all my passcodes are. Contact information. Where do I volunteer? Who, you know, who are my friends? Who needs to be notified? Who needs to be, you know, all that stuff. I feel like I'm very close with my dad. I would not know that. I do not know the name of the person at the Knights of Columbus that I need to notify, you know, right? Or the person that he goes and he, what's it called when you take horns off or dehorning? Sure. He does dehorning in his spare time, or who he bills hay for. It's like, I don't know that. I wouldn't know that. So that's all stuff that's in here as well. So even, you know, if you haven't started yet, come, because we can get you started on big things. If you've already started and you think you've done some things, we have a great checklist for you to tally where you're at, and then help you organize and, again, how to put it all together into one nice, neat book so that you can hand it off to someone else. And it is that gift that you give your loved ones.
Jackie, always value our conversations. I greatly appreciate you sharing this one today. My heart goes to you and yours, and thank you for that. I do think of a couple of things that you mentioned with this. As great of a program as this is, I can only imagine that it's had to grow over the years and include certain things. All the stuff you mentioned is very noteworthy and great to have on that list. One thing to, I don't know if it's on there or not, but has come up for my family in the last year with my papa. And I would have never thought about this, especially with him, who was in his 90s when this happened. Right. His Facebook password.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know, like cool, right on. Because that's one of those little things. There's so much of what we plan for. We got the will. We got the big things down, and we think we're good. But there's those gray areas that we don't think of and things like that that were, again, he was a master planner, and this man was really good at making lists, and even he didn't think of stuff like that, where, hey, we get his password, we can go on there and let his friends and family know, you know, what is going on. Some of those things to kind of the modern issues that we have with this kind of list and something like this. I think that's cool that that's on there. I had a feeling it was. I would have brought it up off air if I wasn't sure, to be honest with you.
But
one other thing that I do want to really hit on real quick here, and I don't mean this, I mean this lovingly, and I say this as somebody who is very proud of my family and everything. My mother has a black belt in Jewish guilt. She is a master at it. And whatever creed or race you are out there, your family has guilt in it too. And so I don't mean to play the guilt card on parents, but as a parent and as well of one that has kids in their mid-20s and getting older, I'm learning more and more. You never stop being a parent. You never stop parenting. And as a parent, one of our jobs is to prepare our kids and have our kids set up. So if you're not going to take this class for any other reason, I'm going to pull out the Jewish guilt card and I'm going to try to, I want you to do it for those reasons too. And I say that again, jokingly and lovingly, but I do think that this is something that everybody should take, a class that everybody should take.
Yeah. And it actually is designed for anyone over the age of 18. You know, I have young kids at college, and these are things that, as soon as you turn 18, this could happen to anybody. So your advanced directives need to be filled out. You need to have these conversations because your rights, some rights as a parent, end as soon as they become an adult. And again, we don't talk about this stuff. It's not common knowledge, but it should be, right?
Yes.
It should be. I probably shared with you before, you know, every time I go on a girls trip with my sister and nieces and we're all together, and it's like, I pick up one of these topics and I'm like, okay, do you want to be buried? Do you want to be cremated? You know, what do you want? Do you want a memorial? Do you want this? Like, is there anything special, anything fun that would make, you know, remind you want people to think of you as, you know, whatever. And you learn so much about people.
Yes.
You learn so much about what is important to them or what they remember about someone else passing away, things like that. So it's good stuff. We need to normalize having conversations so that it's not a big secret, because guess what? every one of us is going to die. We are. Yeah. And so we need to start talking about it.
Very well said, Jackie. Very well said. With the Planning Ahead program, people want to sign up. How can they do that? Do they need to register for it?
Yep. So two things. One, the book is available to everybody, and you can get a free online version. And so it's actually a fillable PDF so that you can, you know, keep it going as you change. So I can email people that. Otherwise, we do have a new series starting in October. It'll be on Friday afternoons from 2 to 3. We're going to try a different day of the week and time of the day. It is at Macmillan. You do have to register because I do have to get materials and everything ready to go. So it'll be Fridays starting October 4th for 8 weeks from 2 to 3 p.m. At Macmillan on the second floor. To register, you call the extension office. It is 715-421-8437. Again, 715-421-8437.
And Jackie, if people want to reach out to you in particular, is that also the best way to do that?
Yep, that gets you there. And then, like I said, if somebody wants me to email the PDF version or just more information, all available.
Quickly, and I apologize, I meant to ask this earlier. If I'm only able to take a couple of the classes, I'm not able to take all the classes, is that okay?
Absolutely. So we know that lives are busy and it's a really long series.
Yeah.
But you do get the whole book. You get all of the materials. And I do, for ones that you miss, I do give people the PowerPoint the materials in case they can't come to it. Or if you feel like I already have this done, I don't need that part. But I want to come for this, you know, other pieces. And the week one is just an overview of the whole series. So that's usually a really good one, too.
Love catching up and talking with you, Jackie. Thank you so much for everything you do in the community and hanging out with us. We'll talk again real soon.
Thanks.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you as well. We'll keep it right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.